As Republicans prepare to complete their control of Congress, both parties are still trying to figure out exactly what message voters were sending in last week's election. Throughout this election cycle, Republican pollster Bill McInturff and Democrat Stan Greenberg have surveyed the attitudes of voters for Morning Edition. They've completed a post-election day poll. It provides some new information about the last-minute Republican surge that gave the president's party a bigger-than-expected victory. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports.
The Republicans have relatively few voters to thank for the good news of election night. Over 77 million votes were cast last Tuesday, but only 41,000, the margin of victory in the two closest Senate races, made the difference.
This was a political earthquake, but not an electoral earthquake.
That's Democrat Stan Greenberg. Throughout this election cycle, he's been seeing signs in our surveys of likely voters that there was the potential for the election to become nationalized around the economy, Social Security, corporate corruption, or health care. But that's not what happened. Instead, our latest poll shows the election was nationalized by just one person.
The president succeeded in nationalizing, particularly for the Senate elections, enough to get a little push to get the Republicans, you know, over the finish line at the end. There is not a question that we impose in this poll that the country did not divide down the middle. Now, what happens in an environment where the country is divided so closely is that any little push, and in this case, I think a quite effective push, you know, by the president campaigning hard around the country, nationalized the Senate elections, sufficient to gain control.
In our latest survey of actual voters, 53% said they voted to support President Bush's position on Iraq. Stan Greenberg.
The percentage of people indicating that they voted to do this because they supported the president in general or supported him because of the war in Iraq is actually pretty high. You know, usually when you ask question, are you going to vote to support the president or are you going to vote for someone to be independent? People want to vote for someone to be independent. I want to send somebody to Washington to, you know, to vote down the line with the president. You know, that's not really in the American character. We like to have people that are independent. The fact that half the country said they were doing that, I actually consider to be a fairly high number.
President Bush stumped the country, asking for voters to send him senators who agreed with him. And he attacked the Democratic-controlled Senate for being more concerned about special interests than the security of the American people. But Republican Bill McInturff says even though voters gave the Republicans complete control on Tuesday, it doesn't mean they meant to give the GOP a blank check.
I don't think you can say from this data that it's, oh, I don't want divided government. I mean, the push is simply people like this president. He has extraordinarily high approval, and they were expressing a vote of confidence in the direction and a personal direction for his leadership.
Dale, who preferred not to give his last name, is one of the voters who participated in our survey. He's a firefighter from Denver who voted for the incumbent Republican Senator Wayne Allard. Dale responded favorably to the president's message.
I would like to see his agenda get through, and I think having the House and the Senate more on his side, you know, he'll have a better chance of doing that.
Dale's opinion of the Democratic Senate? The same as the president's.
Well, I don't think it's been productive. I think they've been holding up a lot of the judicial nominations. I think they were trying to be as contrary as they could to President Bush.
Patrick O'Day from Plankinton, South Dakota, prefers divided government.
Personally, I think it'd be better if it was controlled by opposite parties.
But those feelings didn't influence his vote. O'Day says he voted for the Republican, John Thune, who didn't win in South Dakota, but he says he'll be watching carefully to see what the GOP does with its new power.
Well, it would be the first time a Republican had control of both branches of the government there in quite some time, and it'd be interesting to see what they do with it.
Our poll had some important information about how campaign money affected voters' attitudes. Bill McInturff.
We asked a question that I've never asked before, which is, do you remember more ads for the Republican Party or for the Democrat Party, or do you remember more ads against the Republican Party or against the Democrats? And you can look at those swing seats, the seats that are up for grabs, and in those seats, there's a decided advantage where in those swing seats, people remember a lot more negatives about the Democrats than a lot more positive message about Republicans. And clearly the financial advantage that Republicans and their allies had in the last week were also a factor in these swing seats of tipping these handful of campaigns to go Republican.
Although Democrats and Republicans agree that President Bush's frenetic campaigning in the last several weeks was the most important overriding factor in the Republicans' victory, our poll doesn't show hard evidence that the president actually caused people to come to the polls. Very few voters volunteered that a presidential visit to their state was the reason they voted Republican. And until exit poll data is available from the Voter News Service, the media polling consortium that broke down on election night, it's not possible to get a precise measure of the president's impact. But Bill McInturff thinks he saw it in Georgia, where his client, Republican Saxby Chambliss, beat the Democratic incumbent Max Cleland.
Our last track showed us -7, losing that race by 7 points. Then the president campaigned in Savannah and in Cobb County, suburban Atlanta, on Saturday. And on Sunday, our last track showed that race tied and breaking Republican. And clearly, we have evidence in a number of states that the president's intervention, the president being in the state, had the exact effect they were hoping for.
Democrat Stan Greenberg agrees.
The president, by putting himself at the center of this and putting national security issues at the center of it, was able to increase the intensity of engagement of Republican supporters throughout the country. Democrats were flat, Republicans more enthused. I have no doubt that's an important part of the result.
For Bill McInturff, part of the story this year was the inroads the Republicans made with important groups of swing voters. Our poll shows Republicans winning the senior vote and doing very well among non-college-educated white women and independents. But even more important, McInturff says, was the strong support Republicans show for the president.
There's one other thing that people forget and they need to always remember, which is George Bush, President Bush, has had extraordinarily high numbers with Republicans before the attack. Before the attack, his job approval numbers were in the high 80s, and since the attack, his job approval numbers have stabilized with Republicans at 95 approve, 4 disapprove, 70% strong approve. Governor Bush in 2000, now President Bush, has spent 3 straight years amongst Republicans with job approval and personal approval numbers in the 90s.
And that, McInturff says, is a phenomenal hold on the president's political base. Extremely important as Mr. Bush looks forward to his own re-election campaign in 2004. Because he has such strong support among conservative Republican voters, unlike his father a dozen years ago, McInturff says the president has enormous latitude to move to the center and reach out to swing voters. If he does craft a governing agenda that does just that, Democrats may have an even tougher time opposing him. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.
Complete poll results are available at npr.org.